The following is an address by Helen Spangler, a teacher of Christian Science. It's her association address of 1963, and the title is Man is Evidence of God's Being. In Genesis, we read, quote, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and God said, 'Let us make man in our image, after our likeness.' And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them." Close quote. Now, you know just how old I am, and I know how old you are. And that is finished. A beginning suggests an ending. So I like to think, quote, "In the eternal, God unfolded his being as man and the universe." Close quote. Jesus said, quote, "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." Close quote. He also said, quote, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." Close quote. Our consecration is to really understand and know God, and thus gain the unfoldment of life here and now. We know that God is all that exists at this moment, and he is all that has ever existed, for he is all. Our revered leader tells us in miscellaneous writings, quote, "The man, Jesus, demonstrated over sin, sickness, disease, and death. The great metaphysician wrought over and above every sense of matter into the proper sense of the possibilities of spirit. He established health and harmony, the perfection of mind and body as the reality of man, while discord, as seen in disease and death, was to him the opposite of man, hence the unreality, even as in science a chord is manifestly the reality of music, and discord the unreality. This rule of harmony must be accepted as true relative to man. The origin, substance, and life of man are one, and that one is God. Life, truth, love. The self-existent, perfect, and eternal are God, and man is their reflection and glory." Close quote. To know God is man. It is not man that is knowing, but mind knowing. That is man. Quote, "Man is the expression of God's being." Close quote. Then, God, expressing himself, is man. The divine life is the activity of God in his own creation. Quote, "Man is not absorbed in deity, and man cannot lose his individuality, for he reflects eternal life. Nor is he an isolated, solitary idea, for he represents infinite mind, the sum of all substance. In divine science, man is the true image of God. Close quote. These are not just beautiful statements. They are expressing to you your real selfhood, your real being. They deserve much study, contemplation, realization, and demonstration. Man is like mind, in which idea has its being and perfection. Man is the evidence of eternity. He is love manifested, not just loving. He is exactly like soul, spiritual consciousness, manifested in beauty, grandeur, nobility, humility. They not only belong to man, they are man. Mind is father, mother of the universe. Ideas are his children. We exist as ideas, not as people with ideas. Jesus left nobody behind in the ascension. His so-called material body, being only a belief, an illusion, a human concept, there was nothing to leave behind. Law is the very force and function of our being. Everything we know concerning God is law. Law is the nature of God made active. Law is the activity of God in his own creation. A man's possessions are the result of his thinking and not something beyond his control. Jesus was the richest man the world has ever known. His resources were so inexhaustible that property of every description was valueless to him. He knew that the only form of limitation was the false human sense of divine mind. He eliminated man's belief of matter-body in the elimination of disease, just as he removed the limitation of food to feed the 5,000. Mr. Kimball wrote, quote, "Take your scientific statement of being. There you have a total denial of matter, but not a denial of man or body. You have, too, the declaration of the allness of God, infinite mind. This sums up the whole thing. You neither deny man, nor man's expression, nor his individuality, but you deny the basic lie which says that man or the universe was ever put into matter." Close quote. Jesus had, in his understanding of principle, the principle of producing mentally everything he needed. He knew that, quote, "All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all." Close quote. God's way is always simple, clear, and direct. Argument does not heal. Truth heals. The essential thing is to see the perfection and eternality of man as God's likeness, and the perfect, ever-present activity of law. We must annihilate the thought that there is any cause or source of disease, or any power to produce it, any man to manifest it, or any substance for it to act or thrive upon. That which governs the universe and man, that which keeps everything in its right place, expressing perpetual harmony and activity, may seem to be material, may seem to have a material finite motion. But since God is omni-action, the only creator, the only mind, the only governing power, that which gives everything life, being, activity, which continues everything forever, is necessarily God, the only power and presence. This infinite mind embodies its ideas, and this is the body of God. Since man reflects this divine body, in which there is no evil mind to be objectified as pain, disease, imperfection, or inflammation, this body is eternally healthy, complete, and perfect. Thoughts are things. Mrs. Eddy tells us, quote, "Metaphysics resolves things into thoughts and exchanges the objects of sense for the ideas of soul." Close quote. Mind is not expressed in things, but in thoughts. Thoughts are not what they may seem to be, but are infinitely beautiful, glorious, active, and harmonious. Quote, "The myriad forms of mortal thought, made manifest as matter, are not more distinct nor real to the material senses than are the soul-created forms to spiritual sense, which cognizes life as permanent." Undisturbed amid the jarring testimony of the material senses, science, still enthroned, is unfolding to mortals the immutable, harmonious divine principle, is unfolding life and the universe, ever-present and eternal. Close quote. Everything in the universe is idea and exists eternally. What seems to human sense to be the destruction of error is false, for it has always been just error, nothing, an illusion. In Miscellany, Mrs. Eddy gives us a very clear understanding of our relation to God when she says, quote, "If we say that the Son stands for God, then all his rays collectively stand for Christ, and each separate ray for men and women." Close quote. So each ray reflects all the qualities of the sun, and man, as divine idea, reflects all the qualities of God in quality, but not in quantity. Each ray hasn't a little light of its own, but it directly reflects the light and heat of the sun. Let us remember that the sun reflects itself in its wholeness through the rays. So we cannot help but reflect all the qualities of God in their entirety. This leaves no excuse for exhaustion or being tired as a result of giving out good. This unfolds to us the fact that the wholeness, allness, completeness, harmony, eternality, and goodness of divine mind, God, Spirit, do not have to be demonstrated in human experience in order to be true. They are self-evident facts, whether humanly known to be so or not. Likewise, the perfection and immortality of man are eternal facts and require no human proof or confirmation. Acceptance of these facts confers an assurance nothing else can, and it is by knowing and holding on to these facts, in the face of all the arguments and pictures to the contrary in the nature of discord, pain, and disease, that we prove our understanding and make our demonstration of our oneness with God. Accept these grand facts, that there is no matter, no evil, nothing to fear, nothing to cognize it or express it, nothing to sustain or manifest it. From this standpoint, we see that all thoughts or things in the universe at this moment come from the Almighty Power. They are maintained, vitalized, directed, and governed by itself, the everlasting God, good. Thoughts are things. Mind is not expressed in things, but in thoughts. Let us watch our thoughts, not watch with matter error.